everyone. Thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman, the founder of the Kabbalah Lama Association. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Rav Lightman about one of the most bleeding, painful topics we have here in Israel, religious and secularist. One of the major factors creating separation and alienation here in Israeli society. And today we'd like to understand what can we do in order to improve it. Yael, please. So we have many factions among the religious, among the seculars, among the religious. There are many denominations, there are many kinds of seculars, there are intermediate groups that draw from both. In short, one big mess in one little country. And the question I'd like to start off with, why are there so many groups and so many ways to be Jewish, to be an Israeli? Look, the more developed a people is, the more factions it has, the more developed a person is, the more doubts he has, because it could be like this, and things could be like that, and we live in an unknown world that isn't clear to us, and we're developing an attitude towards it, which changes all the time, and in science we discover something which contradicts that which was before. So a person never reaches a state where he can know about something for sure. But what was true for yesterday, today isn't, and he is in constant doubts, and if he has experience, he knows that what he relies on today, taking decisions based upon it, could be that tomorrow he'll discover that it's actually wrong. And the more we develop, we see that we're not reaching what we wanted. Meaning there are many details and much information that we don't understand. And I'm not even talking about quantum physics or modern science, where we go into such things that really touch the foundations of creation. And then we really see how things there vanish from our hands, and we come to some hidden, concealed force. And therefore, a developed people like the people of Israel that have more than 3,000 years of development in different forms and states and ages, then certainly each one of us that holds all of these impressions, so-called reshimot, inside himself from all these periods, of course he is in an unclear, uncertain state, always in doubt, helpless. We have literature, we have the Torah, we have a framework that we try to keep, that we're carrying with us for thousands of years, and we're trying to keep it throughout the different events and states that we went through as we were among different nations and countries throughout the different historic periods. So it's natural that we're divided into many factions. And specifically, because we had one Torah in the past, but now someone's coming from the east, and someone from the west, and he's coming from the south, and he's coming from the north. And here in Israel, everyone is in this whirlpool. Besides that, in the past 150 years, large part, we could even say half of the Jews, left religion and distanced from it. So it follows that each one of us is an entire world. And what is the foundation for all of these doubts? What are they all based on? On the lack of the revelation of godliness in general. Everything that's happening to the world, to all of humanity, that it's constantly wrong, it's because it doesn't know the upper force, the general force of nature, called Elohim, godliness Elohim in Gematria and its numerical value equals nature, Teva. Meaning, were we to discover godliness according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, because by definition it is the method for the revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world, were we to reveal this, we would have had no doubts and we would get rid of all problems and troubles, because we'd know exactly how the upper force is governing us, controlling us, and we can build our life in accordance with it in order to reach the best possible development. For vast periods of time, we were religious. The whole world was religious. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, because I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the revelation of godliness to a person in this world. And it has nothing to do with religion, neither with Judaism, nor Christianity, nor Islam. It has to do with a person's desire to discover godliness. And it is done by a person keeping one law of love thy neighbor as yourself. Religious people don't discover godliness. I don't know, don't ask me now, religious, secular, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, I don't know about these things. I'm talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, what it says and demands of a person. So what does it mean according to the wisdom of Kabbalah to discover godliness? How does it solve all the doubts? All the doubts and all the things will be resolved the moment you discover godliness. And to discover godliness, because godliness is the force of love and bestowal, the good and benevolent force, then I, in order to discover it, have to also be good and benevolent on the level of love thy neighbor as thyself. And therefore, love thy neighbor as thyself is the general rule of the Torah, or love another as thyself. And if I want to keep the Torah, then first of all, I have to make sure that all of my actions will be in favor of others, to the point where I love him as I love myself. We talked about religious and seculars here, which is a gap that exists between two groups of population, and I don't see big love between these two parts. But I do see that there is a great fear of living in a different lifestyle than mine. I, as a secular, could say that I'm not sure I'd be so happy if my son would go to a religious school, and I think that seculars, I as a secular, think that my style of life is the right form of life. It's open, it's pluralistic. And I'm sure that when a religious person looks at me, he thinks that my way of life is immoral, incorrect, meaning each one sees his side as the side that's operating correctly, and the other side as a side that's working incorrectly. And you're saying that Kabbalah actually bridges the gap. How, from the point of view of Kabbalah, can you look at these and those and not see them as so alienated? No, the wisdom of Kabbalah sees them as alienated, because a judge has only what his eyes see. I see how alienated the religious and seculars are, how each one thinks only about himself, and all the more how each one wants to harm the other. And so there's no dispute. It's obvious what everyone's thinking and what everyone's doing, or will gladly do if possible. Obviously, both of them are in reciprocal hate. Sure. That's the situation. So how is it different from how a religious sees it or a secular sees it? What's the difference? I, as a religious person, see the situation and I say, I'm right. This is my perspective. I, as a secular, see the situation and say, I'm right, from my point of view. How does it look from the point of view of the wisdom of Kabbalah? How do you settle this place of difference, alienation? Kabbalah doesn't relate to these or those. Kabbalah says that a person's purpose in this life, especially in our time, is to discover godliness, to discover the upper force, the higher force, and then we will know what we have to do. Meaning, the approach of the wisdom of Kabbalah is a realistic one. scientific that we have to do things that will help us to discover the upper force that's controlling nature, that's controlling human society, and then we'll know what we have to do. Otherwise, everyone's in concealment, in darkness, and this is how our life looks. I feel this concealment very well as a secular. I feel the unclear things you're talking about in a very sharp manner. I feel that there are these forces in me and also those, and there's a mixture of forces operating in me coming from here and from there. I also know religious people that I'm sure they feel the same experience, but they're a bit different in how they not even the external gap, I'm talking about the inner gap. If in the past I talked about the external gap, now I'm talking about the inner gap within me between these two existing parts. And you're talking about some attitude that can create in me some kind of a unity, some kind of a something so I won't feel all these parts that exist in me this way. I don't understand. The wisdom of Kabbalah has a very simple approach. It does not relate to what a person believes in, to what he thinks. It explains its approach, and that's it. If a person understands that with all of his approaches, attitudes, he doesn't see the truth, he can't arrange his life correctly, that he's confused, that he's reaching a dead end, that he doesn't know how to govern himself in the world, how to behave, eventually he reaches a state where there is nothing left to do. You have to know the laws according to which we operate. We're in a world of laws. Where is the great big general rule? And then he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, where he's actually asking, what is the meaning of life? What am I living for? What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of creation? It's like we read about Abraham, our patriarch, that asked about it. This led him to the revelation of the higher force, where he asked, where is it coming from and why are things working the way they are? Eventually, people reach this kind of a deficiency, this desire to know, discover the secret of life, and then they come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the wisdom of Kabbalah says something very simple. It says that if you want for the upper force to reveal to you, for you to know how everything's arranged, how everything works, the purpose our world is headed towards, are there other worlds? Are there other universes like ours? You can reveal it all and attain it on condition that you discover a higher force. Come closer to it. Discover it. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it defines itself as the method for the revelation of the higher force to a person in this world. The method of the revelation of the higher force to a person. And how will it help me today as a secular? The higher force, it means the general force. This is what Einstein dreamt about discovering, a formula that includes everything in it, everything that exists in reality. So the higher force, what does it mean that I discover it? I discover a force and its relation and its formula towards all matter, towards all the parts, towards everything there is. It becomes clear to me from beginning to the end of creation on all of its levels. How do we behave? Why do we think what we think? How are we governed? How do we have to behave? I'm in a world where everything's clear to me, where I can't go wrong, that all of my actions are correct, such that I will never feel that I was wrong, that suddenly some evil force comes back at me, some disappointment, some bitter mistake. This is what helps me discover the higher force. So you're saying that it will arrange my life and I'll more or less know what to... Not more or less. You don't understand what I'm saying. Not more or less. We understand everything. There's nothing hidden. And from there on, there is no place for different beliefs, opinions, that he thinks this, he thinks that. If everything's clear, it's clear. And everyone understands that that's how it is. And there's no doubt, no disputes. This is what we have to discover, and therefore the wisdom of Kabbalah, it comes in accordance with human development and is revealed today when we have reached a dead end. We have reached a state where we don't understand anything in this world, and we as if have reached the end of science, the end of everything. We hit some kind of a barrier. I want to understand about my personal life or our life. Also in your personal life, you don't know how to educate your children, how to manage your life with your husband and the family. In the future of the world, you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow and how to behave in society and the country you live in, that you're connected to the whole world. You don't know anything. I'll get up in the morning, and all of my inner doubts will disappear. No confusions. And what? And everything will be open before me in a very clear manner. Yes. And then it will be clear to you how to behave, how to educate your children, how to arrange your home, how to correctly behave with your husband, with society, with work, with everything, at least this way in your ordinary life. And how will we treat each other then? How will I treat in accordance with how it will reveal? You can't tell? I'll tell you. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. Because in order to discover the higher force in this entire process, we have to acquire a new nature. Instead of hatred towards others, love for others. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So what I discover when I get up in the morning is that whatever I do in life is from that place of love thy neighbor as thyself. It will work automatically. No, not automatically. You will have to operate yourself that way. In order to be in the right kind of contact, connection with your environment, in order not to be wrong at each and every turn, you will have to develop an attitude of love inside yourself, of connection, of a good attitude. So according to what you're saying right now, if I'll know in advance what are the laws of life, and I'll know how to correctly operate according to these laws, that you're saying that it will be very clear to me once I understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, or when I live that way, then there are no frictions, no resistance, everything flows easily. Everyone is in reciprocal harmony, all people, with that higher force together. That state is called adhesion, connection. And all the doubts and all these, how could there be doubts if everything's known and clear? Everything disappears? Yes. It's like you're talking to me about a different world. Of course, it's a different world. It's called the higher world, the upper world. And we can reach it now, but on one condition, that we change ourselves from hating everyone to loving everyone. That's all. That's everything we have to do. That the moment I acknowledge, but what you say, when you said that I acknowledge how the laws work, when everything's open, all the Torah, it speaks about how do we change ourselves from hatred to love. That's the only thing the Torah is talking about. How to correct our heart. And what's the difference between a secular and religious in this respect? If everyone sees the truth, then what's religious and what's secular? There are no religious or seculars. There are no religions or beliefs or anything. Everyone is in the revelation of godliness. Everyone is in a good and nice connection among everyone. And that's it. What religions? All of the religions were born as a result of a person being in the dark, that he doesn't see, he doesn't understand godliness, and therefore there are religions. The moment a person understands and feels and discovers God, then there is only the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom for the revelation of the Creator. And all of these inner beliefs of, I'm religious, I'm not, I'm like this, I'm like that, everything disappears. If everything is known to me, how the world works, then I'll do something opposite. So it's non-essential then. It loses any meaning. True? And this is why all religions are against the wisdom of Kabbalah, because they cease to exist. Interesting. Okay. So there's also a struggle in this respect. Yeah, but what can you do? That's what you have. Evolution goes on. And the inner struggle inside each one of us, are we part of that evolution? Because in the past there was a religious world. Now we're headed towards a more secular world. The inner conflict, our inner conflict, or the external conflict, it's expressed both inside each one of us, but also in society. Religious against secular. Is it part of that evolution that you talked about? We have to undergo all these things, yes. These struggles, doubts, problems, ascents, descents, yes, we need it. And right now in our current state, we're not yet in that place that you're talking about, there's such clarity that we can put everything aside and focus on the truth. And therefore, among the religious and the secular, comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it starts revealing and presenting itself that it truly brings a solution to a people that's so disputed, so broken up into pieces, that it starts giving an answer to all of our problems, to this whole life of ours, our entire confusion. This is what's happening. And is there some intermediate solution, something that can advance us in the direction you're talking about? The intermediate solution is the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, where you start explaining in different forms, wherever possible, what is it meant for. Today, there are many elements that are doing different things in order to bridge the gap between the seculars and religious. Will it advance? It won't advance us towards anything, but it's good that it's happening, because then they will come to a decision that really, there's no connection between them. Why won't it work? Because it is an approach to the essence, the meaning of life. What do you mean? That's how it is. Someone lives in a special form, and that's what's important for him, and someone lives in a different form, and that's important for him. It won't work together. It won't. Because they have so many mutual things together. It's like in a family. What do? You get divorced. Next. You get separated. Each one has an apartment of his own, a bank of his own, a work of his own, everything of his own, and their kids left. So what do? So here you have to somehow get along, that they're mutual children. But if there are no children, they divorce and that's it. And here it's like with kids. We have a country, we have an area, we have the treasury. That's the main thing. That's what the main struggle's about. Armies serving in the army or not, rules that each one wants to impose on the others. Will the buses drive on Shabbat or not, like this or like that? You're in a small country where you can't. Look what's happening in different places here in Israel, in Jerusalem. Look how many things we've already been through. And where is it headed? I hope that it's headed in a good direction through the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That what does it have to do with it? It reveals itself, and we see where the truth is. That the truth is only in the attainment of love thy neighbor as thyself above all differences. But that only through the revelation of the higher force, which we have to discover now. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. And then you have no doubt. Then you have no questions. Who's right? Who's not? What? Right how? No one's right. Because both are in the dark. reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah, reveal the Creator, then you'll know what to do. Then you'll have no doubts. And the people, they see what's happening. And the nation is then loved by all other nations because it becomes as light onto the nations. That's our future. And until we accept the wisdom of Kabbalah, both the religious and the seculars, they don't want to use it. They don't want to discover the upper force for themselves and the higher system that's governing us. And until then, everyone will suffer. I'll ask a question that's not yet exactly formulated, but I'm more interested in the answer than the question. Suppose that the religious, they focus more on the relations with God, and the seculars, they focus more on the relations between people. What's the place of Kabbalah here? There is none. I'm not going to make some kind of a peace between the seculars and religious. It can't be. You're trying to pull me again into something in between. No such thing. Only the revelation of the Creator to everyone, to the seculars and to the religious. Secularism is also a kind of a religion, and also religion is a religion, and both of them don't know what they're talking about. Only the revelation of the Creator to His creatures will solve the problem, and we are in such times that we have to reveal Him to ourselves and the entire world. Take the wisdom of Kabbalah, see what it says? There's a feeling that you're talking about two forces that are operating against each other right now, that are fighting in between them, and you say that there's a force from above that can separate these two parts or connect them. I don't know what to do, but to avoid all of this, to create a sukkah of peace. Love covers for all crimes. This is what happens. When the Creator is revealed, everyone yields. Everyone stops playing these games, these wrestling games, and everyone yields and comes under Him. And this higher force creates the sukkah of peace over us, where over all of our crimes, He gives us the force of love, and let's hope that it will happen quickly. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Unfortunately, our time's up. Thanks, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.